It is Take Control Tuesday on the phone with me. It's Manta Musa. And Manta, I hear people complaining all the time, my son included, the high prices of food and also the gas prices. I talked about that on the air yesterday. But you have some strategies to help with inflation.
Absolutely. Now, listen, what inflation is prices are going up. You have to pay more for the same items. Now, there are two areas that people are feeling inflation the most. That's in the area of food and fuel. So let's talk about those two areas and specifically how you can save money and beat inflation. First of all, when it comes to food, understand that the average American wastes about 31% of their food budget.
Wow.
Almost $1,800 a year. Think about it. How much food do you waste? I mean, that's a question for everybody. So let's look at ways to save on food. The first thing you do is leave it in the store. Don't buy it. It doesn't cost you anything. And you know, as well as I do, this is Manta talking to himself. You don't need to buy those potato chips and stuff anyway. Just leave them in the store. The second thing you need to do is rotate your refrigerator and freezer inventory weekly. You need to know what's in there and then use it before it goes bad. A lot of us have a ritual of putting something in the refrigerator. It moves to the back and we let it grow hair before we throw it away.
That's so true.
So let's use what's in there. Make it a point. The next thing you can do is you can eat from your strategic reserve. We talked about having 3, 7, or 30 days worth of food stored up, so you can use that because you got to rotate that as well. You can't let that food expire. You can skip one shopping trip a month to the grocery store. The next question you have to ask yourself is how much of your takeout do you throw away? A lot of times when we buy takeout, if we divide it in two, right, if I pay $16 for the takeout, but I get two meals out of it, that makes the cost more reasonable. But if you throw one of them away or just let it grow hair, it's not helping. The next one, let's talk about fuel.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to fuel, you use it every hour of every day. So small habits add up. And for gasoline, you got to use it. But what you can do, number one, get an app where you can find cheap gas. And the second thing is to check your tire pressure regularly. If your tires are underinflated, once again, just mile by mile, that'll rob you of money. When it comes to electricity, get LED bulbs and Energy Star appliances. Use your air conditioner only as required. We're coming to the end of the heating season, thankfully, here in Michigan, but you could turn your thermostat down to the minimum level that people can stand in your house. Here's another one that's new in the last 2 years. Get new windows and insulation for your home, and you can earn a 30% tax credit worth up to $1,200 per year.
Wow.
Randy, I insulated my house last year, but my heating bill, even though gas rates went up, my heating bill hasn't. I'm using less energy, which means less money out of my pockets. The next thing to do is to engage your entire family in your cost-saving moves. You can't do this alone. You got to engage everybody in the family. And what you're asking them to do is, hey, help us keep more of our money. And when it comes to not wasting food, turning off lights, those kind of things, having family buy-in can help. And the final thing is this. Relax, be diligent, and motivated to cut waste, but realize you can't get to zero. You will always spend money on living expenses for food, energy, and et cetera. So cut as much as you can, but understand you'll never get to zero on that.
Absolutely. Well, they can get more help with Operation Hope inside Bank of America, and you have all kinds of no-cost sessions for them.
Yeah, we encourage people to go to hopedetroit.net, sign up for one of the workshops. Listen, the amount of workshops we're going to be offering in May has doubled. In person and virtual and online. We encourage people to take these workshops. Increase your financial literacy. We're offering this education at no cost. So hopedetroit.net.
Manta, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.